because they have definitely not made some ideal decisions lately, but all the arrows point to the Toronto Argonauts reuniting Mark Trestman and Jim Popp, who for a decade were easily the best GM head coach combination in the CFL. Dan Ralph from Canadian Press joins us from Toronto. And Dan, this is going to be official tomorrow, but quite the coup for the Argos. I don't know if this was necessarily their plan from the get-go, but the question is that I beg is, why wait this long to hire both? Like, you know, Jim Popp was let go a few months ago. Why wouldn't you have got him in sooner than later?
Well, my guess was, and you're right, in the overall scheme of things, this is the way to go. It's just the way they went there is mind-boggling. I do believe that Mark Trestman was on their radar early. I don't believe he was ready to make the commitment to get back into coaching back in November or even December. But Jim Popp, you're right, has been available since early November. And I couldn't understand for the life of me why you had to go look down south when arguably one of the best guys in terms of recruiting and finding talent the last 21 years was sitting, you know, in North Carolina with no job. So, yeah, they went about it a little, you know, backwards, but I think they got the best possible solution they could hope for, notwithstanding the time frame.
Now, you look at the Argos, and there's a lot of things. Okay, so you have Mark Trestman. How many of the other coaches are still under contract for the Argos?
There was one, and it was Rich Stubler, who was the defensive coordinator, but it sounds like today that, you know, and you would expect this, that Mark would come in and want his own DC, so it doesn't look like Rich Stubler will retain his position as defensive coordinator, and to my understanding, he was the only one still under contract.
So he won't retain it?
No, not at all.
Interesting. Okay. Who do you see them going after then? Like I'm assuming Trestman, they must have some ideas. And I do wonder if Anthony Calvillo, do you think there's any chance they find a way to bring him in?
Well, I would say no, because I think for that to happen, they would have to release, Montreal would have to release him, and he's already under contract with the Al. And I can't see them releasing him to go, not only go for another CFL team, but a division rival. So I would be surprised. And as for a possible DC, I know for a fact that Trestman has spoken with Corey Shamblin, the former head coach with the Saskatchewan Roughriders, although there's been no formal offer. But, you know, when he was last week kicking the tires to see who was available coaching-wise, I do know he phoned Corey. And Mr. Shamblin, while he remains under contract with the Saskatchewan Roughriders, currently doesn't have a football gig.
Yeah, so that's kind of an easy. The Saskatchewan would probably be like, please take him. We don't have to pay him anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, you would the reimbursement would be substantially less because you would reach a negotiated settlement. You know, whatever he's making in Toronto, take away from what he would have made as a head coach, and the Riders pay the difference. So I would think that's the way you go about it. I'm a neophyte when it comes to finances, but I would think that would be the easiest way to reach a resolution.
Now, you watch the Argos on the field. You know, they've got Ricky Ray and Drew Willey, an older guy and then a young guy who people always wondered what can he be as a quarterback. What about other positions? Like, the Argos haven't been overly aggressive at all in free agency. Like, how does their team line up now that you have Popp and Trestman?
Well, I hope that Popp and Trestman both got multi-year contracts, because I do think that this is going to be a multiple-year rebuild. When Mark went to Montreal, he had Calvillo, which made a lot of things right. He doesn't have Calvillo in Toronto. He has Ricky Ray, but Ricky hasn't been healthy the last 3 years, and Ricky's 38. Drew Willey, as you so aptly pointed out, the jury's still out regarding can he be what you know was the projection when he came into the league. But you know, they've just got so many holes, especially, I mean, last year's defense was the most porous in the league in terms of points allowed. So you've got a major rebuild there, and you lost a lot of decent players in free agency. And on offense, you lost Deontay Spencer at receiver. You lost, and I'm having a brain cramp, another one to Ottawa. and Brandon Whitaker hasn't re-signed yet as your only 1,000-yard rusher, you do have Chris Van Zyl back, and you did, you know, Jim Barker did re-sign Tyler Holmes and the like, but, you know, and Lirum, I can never pronounce his name, the kicker, he's back, but there are a lot of holes to fill, and I think I would hope that those two gentlemen would have gotten at least 3 years on their contract to make this right.
Well, yeah, I would think so. There's no easy fix in Toronto by any stretch of the imagination. No. I think is.
There's just so many holes to have to deal with, and you know, I mean, Mark. I don't think you're right. Mark Trestman is a brilliant head coach, but you know, I'll tell you, a good lineup makes a good head coach great, but a bad lineup makes a great head coach pretty average.
Well, hey. 100% there. Like Anthony Calvillo, sure, he made Trestman look better, but I think a lot of people forget Montreal had the best offensive line pretty much every year in the CFL. That was developed and maintained by the coach and the GM.
Yeah, and they had Amon Coburn and Whitaker at running back, which is a pretty good 1-2 combination. And, you know, look at the receivers they had. You know, they had Brian Bratton, S.J. Green, you know, Ben Cahoon. I could go on and on and on. So, yeah, like I said, a good lineup makes a good coach great. A bad lineup makes a great coach just another coach.
So the official announcement tomorrow, I'm guessing it'll probably be 3-year deals for both of them, and it'll be a.
I would hope so.
Do you think there'll be other coaches announced tomorrow, or just Trestman?
I would think just Trestman because I mean, even if he has a staff in place, I would wait a week if I were the Argos, and I would make another event. For Mark to come in and for them to be in the news. I mean, I'm surprised they brought Mark in. They're going to bring Mark in tomorrow. I had heard originally that it was just going to be Pop and that they were going to bring Trestman in later on and get, you know, two for the price of one in terms of bang for their buck. So I would think you would announce the two big wigs tomorrow and then later on, you know, have Trestman unveil his coaching staff and get people like me to come up twice when maybe you would only do it once.
Dan, as always, appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Have a good time.